Welcome to another Mystical Perspective. And today we have a special one. I'm Reverend Cindy Paulus welcoming you. And the subject today is spiritual powerizing your new year. Mystical Perspectives has been following for over 6 months. Different teachings from the book Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations by Dr. Paul Leon Masters. And these are available if you go to metaphysics.com/paul-leon-lectures. Also, I have the site Mystical Perspectives, where all of these talks are posted for free. And as we close out this year, we like to close it out and look at the new year and start fresh, right? With a new year, a new day. We're going to be doing affirmations from Dr. Master's book, Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations, and then doing a meditation and talk. So this is an important one, right? We're closing out the old, opening the door for the new. It's an old lang syne. Starting with the affirmation clearing through the healing and cleansing power of God's presence within me. All levels of my mind containing negativity from the past year just passed is cleared from my consciousness totally and completely. Repeating that, through the healing and cleansing power of God's presence within me, all levels of my mind containing negativity from the year just past is cleared from my consciousness totally and completely. The next affirmation is release. I release my feelings, thoughts, and emotions, all negativity towards one or more people, including jealousy, envy, hate, anger, and revenge, through all healing light presence of God within me. Repeating that affirmation, I release from my feelings, thoughts, and emotions all negativity towards one or more people, including jealousy, envy, hate, anger, and revenge, through the all-healing light presence of God within me. The next affirmation is spiritually based positiveness. My thinking about the new year is based on identifying with my beingness, with the positive attributes of God's presence within me, which is the foundation of my thinking positively. Again, repeating that spiritually based positiveness, my thinking about the new year is based on identifying my beingness with the positive attributes of God's presence within me, which is the foundation of my thinking positively. Source acknowledging, as I start a new year and throughout it, I acknowledge that my source for all good in my life originates from God's presence at the center of consciousness within me. Again, acknowledging the source here, as I start the new year and throughout it, I acknowledge that my source for all good in my life originates from God's presence at the center of consciousness within me. And next is seek first. As God is my source for all good in my life, my number one priority in the new year is to seek out God's presence within me, knowing that the more I increase my oneness, the more all things will be added to my life for good. That reminds me of Yogananda, Paramahansa Yogananda's statement. If you ever go to the lake shrine that he has, a beautiful place in Los Angeles, right on Sunset Boulevard near the beach, he has a lovely walk, and some of his quotes are along the path there. And he says, everything else can wait, but my search for God cannot wait. So that's seek first there. God's will is next. I acknowledge that by doing God's will, I'm actually doing the will of my highest self, one with God, through which my life spiritually powerized in the new year. Repeating, I acknowledge that by doing God's will, I am actually doing the will of my highest self, one with God, through which my life is spiritually powerized in the new year. And of course, meditation. The next one's meditation. Through my daily practice of meditation, I establish and maintain a closer oneness with God, which is my source for good in the new year. Repeating that. Through my daily practice of meditation, I establish and maintain a closer oneness with God, which is my source for good in the new year. Again, reminding you that we always recommend meditating daily. And if you can, morning and night. Living in power is the last affirmation here. In my body, mind, and soul, I am powerized in the new year by God's presence flowing in and through me. Repeating, in my body, mind, and soul, I am powerized in the new year by God's presence flowing in and through me. Now let's breathe the energy of those seeds, positive energy, into our body, mind, and soul. Let them take root. This book is so good at that. You know, we've been doing it since last, I think, April. So we've covered quite a few. And it's such a blessing to be able to share them with you. And I like to always kind of delve over them. I read the page for a week and meditate and write what comes to me. And I did write, for the new day is here at last. The time has come to become the love of God here in your life. Let's let that pure energy be present every day. It can change your life. It can let you finally fulfill your purpose for being here in life, right? We can create what we want in our life. We just have to know our intention and work at fulfilling that intention. And then we also have to believe in that intention and draw around us the energy and the people we need to make it come true. So let's make sure we set our intentions, not our resolutions, but our intentions for the next year. Knowing that there are wonderful opportunities just waiting that are going to come your way. We can be thankful in advance for all the great things that will happen in the coming year. We have to just clear away any doubts or any blocks that we have so we can receive that powerful multitude of blessings that are going to be coming. And again, this is why meditation is so important. Because in meditation, anything we have that is shadows or blocks or fears eventually will come up. And some people will stop at that point, but that's where you're really getting to the deep work, to be able to recognize what's going on there inside yourself and to face it with love and to release and let it go. We have to clear away any doubts or blocks. And we have to feel positive about the new year. There's been so many things nationally and in the news and things that can draw us down. We have had some very challenging times, I know personally as well. And we have to learn from all of those challenging things and realize we are now able to reach a better level of dealing with our life in a positive way. Everything that we've learned in this past year has been fodder for the making of a better new year. We can indeed be a channel for the highest light and love and the highest teachings for those that are just waiting and happy to receive anything that you can give them. We first have to embrace ourselves with love and embrace whatever it takes to share those teachings of love and light with others. And you have to believe you will be divinely guided to find the right avenue to share that work with those who are really looking for that help and who need it. You have to believe in yourself enough to know that you can accomplish whatever you set your mind and heart to. And you have to believe that there are really no limitations in creating the perfect way to make a successful living in doing what you love to do. And then you will be rewarded so abundantly with the love for yourself and the love for others with the work you do. You'll be rewarded in ways you may not even know sometimes. These blessings come in many, many ways. But have confidence and know that you really do have within yourself the power and strength to carry on to do what you really came here for. All of life is there. We are all part of the Creator's co-creation and dream. And all of life is supporting your potential. And you have to always give thanks to God for those blessings that are so abundant. Now let's take some time to go into a meditation. Make sure you take some deep breaths here, breathing in deeply, holding your breath for a minute, and then breathing out, releasing anything that needs to be released. Breathing in that positive light and love, holding your breath, and breathing out anything that indeed is there that can now be let go of. Continue to breathe in that positive energy. Breathe in the God breath and breathe it out. And next, let's breathe in the soul's pure power and energy and connect with that soul within us. Make that inner connection to your soul. Breathe it in deeply and now let that soul's presence fill you with light and love. Be aware of the light of God's divine presence. Feel that love. Feel that presence. Be aware of any shift in energy. Absorb all the blessings that are present when you are still, when you go within. Be still now in that light of God's presence. Be still and know that you are God. Be still and know the I am that I am is the presence right here, right now, right within you, that you are living it, you are breathing it, that you are the realization of that presence of God. Move into the place of the soul. Feel the pure light and energy there. And dwell for a moment as the objective observer. And take a moment to reflect on your last year. See it as a movie. See all the outstanding events that occurred. See what you created that was aligned with your soul's calling. Recognize. recognize those blessings that you created and look at the positive things that happened. What choices did you make that aligned you with your highest purpose and good to create these wonderful things that happened last year? How did you do that? Remember the energy of that creation. Remember how it felt when you created them. Did you feel fulfilled? Did you feel happy? Recognize for a moment the hard work you did to create those works. And now thank yourself for all that you did. Bless all that you did. Breathe and absorb all the positive energy that you created. Recognize the decisions that you made to bring about those good results. And now take a moment to review some of the challenges that may have happened last year. Possibly some of the things you thought of as losses, the things that made you anxious. And look at them from the place of the objective observer, separate from your ego. And remember what you learned from those difficult lessons. How did you learn, and what made you stronger and better from those lessons? Bless all of those challenges. And thank God for the lessons learned. And now breathe in deeply and let any of the things that you may have thought were negative by them, let them go, let the thoughts go, that any of the stress that was created by those things go. Now breathe in and go deeply into the universal consciousness of God's mind, the highest point of light within that mind of God. Know that you are part of that light. Be aware of the power of that light. And go now to the heart of God, that point within the heart of God where God's love exists. Feel the love of God within you. Now see yourself standing in the doorway and see your future self standing there. What message does that future self have for you? What message would the you that is in that future self give to you now? Psychically merge with that future you and allow that presence to become one with you. Allow yourself to envision and see what that part of you's message is. Breathe it in, breathe in the blessings that would be given to you by your future self. And now, lastly, let's set an intention to accomplish what we wish to do in the new year. Think of a few things you may wish to accomplish and pick one of those goals out. Visualize it right now being accomplished. Feel it happening. Feel yourself glad with that same feeling you had of the things that you did accomplish that you were happy with this last year. Give thanks and believe this is so. Have the courage to believe that God is always right here with you and present. Know that you can always pray to be guided to create the life you wish to lead. You can visualize the life you wish to lead. You can believe in the life you wish to lead. For it's right here, right now, in this moment. And remember, God is your partner in life. And with that help, all things are possible. Breathe this reality in. Breathe it in deeply and let it be. Believe it. Absorb it. Become it. And let it be. Remember, you are never alone. You are one with God's loving presence and energy. You are able to change your life and find a way to be your purpose, to be who you wish to be. Now let's take a moment to thank God and the presence for being with us here, right now, and always. And thank yourself for venturing into this place of all possibilities existing for you and allowing yourself to believe in your purpose. Now breathe in deeply and let the meditation come to a close. And say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. I let it be. And so it is. I'm going to close out today's talk with the Aramaic Lord's Prayer. It's a version of the Lord's Prayer done in Aramaic, translated by John Mike Hammer. Father, Mother of the Cosmos, shimmering light of all, focus your light within me so I can breathe your holy breath. Enter the sanctuary of my heart, uniting within me the sacred rays of your power and beauty. Let your heart's desire unite with heaven and earth through my sacred union with you. Help me to fulfill what lies within the circle of my life today. Forgive my secret fears as I freely choose to forgive the secret fears of others. Let me not enter into forgetfulness, tempted by false appearances. For from your astonishing fire comes the eternal song, which sanctifies all, renewed eternally in my life and throughout creation. I seal these words in my heart, committed in trust and faith. Amen. Today's talk was based on the book by Dr. Paul Leon Masters called Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations. This book is out on Amazon, and you can also get it on metaphysics.com. And also the books Mystical Insights, Dr. Masters' first book, and the newest book, Meditation Dynamics, are on metaphysics.com and Amazon. And you can go to that site that I have, Mystical Perspectives, and download any and all of the shows that have been done and listen to any of them for absolutely free. I wish you a very, very blessed and happy new year, and I thank you so much for listening. God bless you always.